welcome to this podcast message from Kingdom Faith.
Right, you can take a seat. This morning, we are all together as family. So, from the youngest till the oldest. So, there will be a bit of action this morning. Are you ready for that? It will be very funny. Okay, first I'm going to explain. I'm Andrea. I'm part of the congregation here. And I was reading in a book, actually this book, Rooted. I love this book. It's a very, very good book. And I read in there, like, a preacher was saying, you know, don't look at me as a preacher. I'm just a son of God. And it's like, the same with me. I'm just Andrea. There's nothing special. It's just we are all the same. Okay, so this morning I'm gonna talk about Matthew 4, and that's our from our reading plan. As church, we have a reading plan somewhere here. Anyway, we have a card. Yes. Here we go. This is our reading plan. If you don't have one, just get one at the info points. And in Matthew 4, I'm just going to talk about it in a minute. But first, we have some action. In Matthew 4, it talks a lot about Jesus, who is saying some, like, a lot of stuff. And I thought, you know, the game Simon Says? We know that game? So we're going to do it all together. I'm going to play this game because I want all the children come to the front, all of united. So Sammy, come in the front. And both of you, you can come as well if you want to. Wait, no, you can sit down. And the winner is going to get a handful of celebrations. But I would like everybody to get involved, not just them. You can just mix. I would like everybody. So everybody stand up. We're just going to have walk around. So does everybody know how it's working? So when I say Simon Says walk, you go and walk. But if I don't say Simon Says and I say walk and you still walk, then you're out. And then you sit on your seat again. And the one who wins gets some celebrations. All right? So, Simon Says, run on the spot. Simon Says, sit down. Stand up. Oh, okay. Sorry, some of you are out. You know who you are, don't you? Okay. Simon Says, stand up. Simon Says, give your neighbor a hug. Not a kiss. Simon Says, walk around. Sit on the floor. Simon Says, jump. And Simon Says, stop. Walk around. Oh, you're very good. Okay, I'm going a bit faster now. Simon Says, walk around. Simon Says, stop. Simon Says, walk. Run around. Oh, yes. Angie, good. Simon Says, jump. Simon Says, skip. Simon Says, stop. Walk. We're never going to get through this game now. You're very good. Okay, Simon Says, go. Just walk. Walk. Simon Says, give a high five. Simon Says, run. Walk. Oh, yeah, some of you are out. Simon Says, dance. Stop. Oh, yes. So, who are still in? Can we get them at the front? Myrna, you can come in the front. Isabel, come in the front. Come on. Come in the front. Yeah, Viv. Okay, Simon says run. Stop. Simon says walk. Simon says dance. Sit on the floor. Simon says wink your eyes with a wink with your eyes like that. Simon says walk around. Simon says give everybody a high five or someone high five. Oh, Simon says walk, run. Simon says dance. Simon says give somebody a hug. Simon says sit on the floor. Oh, stand up. Oh, Simon says stand up. Simon says dance. Walk. Run. Hi. This is very good. Well done. Okay, Simon says close your eyes. Simon says, turn around. Open your eyes. Oh, did you? Yeah. Well done. Keep your eyes closed. Simon says that. Oh. Okay. Come on, guys. Simon says, smile. I love it. Simon says, turn around. Give somebody a high five. Well done, Steve. Well done. Well done. Right, you know, I think I'm just going to give you all of it. That's it. It's all full. Well done. Take some more. Yeah. For you. Well done. Thank you. That was very good. Take some. Yeah. All right, you can all sit down. Right, and if some of the children, Lily, if you want to come and draw here, you are very welcome to draw. You don't have to, but that's okay. Yeah. Right, I'm going to switch microphones now, so I put that one on. Am I on?
Yes.
I am. Just put it there. Okay. Right. That was fun, wasn't it? You're better than I thought. I thought it was going very quickly, but it didn't this time. Right, so we're going to read in Matthew 4. The words will come behind you. I read it out of my Bible. So I just get Matthew 4. And I just want to talk about what Jesus is saying. Because throughout this scripture, it's amazing what he says and why he says what he says. It's incredible. So Matthew 4 is about the temptation of Jesus. Just before Matthew 4, Matthew 3, verse 17, Jesus was just baptized, and John was baptizing him. And then God said, out of heaven, a voice from heaven said, so God was saying that, this is my son. So this was Jesus, with whom I'm well pleased. Just have that in your head, because that's kind of a crucial for later. And then the temptation of Jesus. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. I imagine he's pretty hungry. The tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. And when I looked at that, you know, just imagine Jesus was, literally, I can imagine, he was starving. And then the enemy is saying, look at these stones. You can have something to eat. Just tell them. But because it was a temptation, it was something the wrong voice was telling him to do, he refused to do it because he says, it is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. And when we place this back into our life, for me, I can really relate to this, because what we just read in Matthew 3, like there were such important words, like, this is my son with whom I'm well pleased, and then bam, the enemy comes and try to distract him, try to get his attention. And when I looked at it in my own life, you know, I know when I've done something like really great with God, or I've led something, or I've done something, and literally the enemy comes like, bam, that is it. And I had it, I can be very honest with you, I had it a few weeks ago, and I think it was on a Sunday. I probably had led here, or I was in the front, and I was like, "Whoa, thank you, Jesus!" And it was all very not me, but God was just very good. And then I went back where I live in Horsham, and literally I went for a walk, and it says here, like, you can see that Jesus is weak at that time. And at that moment, I was weak too, because I just needed some refuel. And I was very happy, but I gave everything. And then you just need to be refueled again. So I was walking down the road, and I had my sunglasses on, and it was all fine. And then suddenly there came like 6 boys on the road, and they were really thirsty, and they were asking me, oh, where can I have a drink? And I said, oh, you come with me. You can have a drink, like, where I live. It's not a house. It's just like in my kitchen. They can come there. For the ones who know where I live, they know what I mean. And so I said, come with me. So they said, oh, yeah, shall we go? It's a bit weird to go with a stranger. I said, oh, it's okay. So they came with me. And I was like, okay, come on, let's give them water. And then I took my sunglasses on. And as you know, I look different. And they were shocked. They were like, oh my goodness, this is like whatever. And they just were laughing at me and all of these things. And then they ran away and they shouted at me. And literally at that moment, it hit me so hard, you know, because it's your weakness. It's in a weakness that the enemy comes and tries to destroy you. That is what he tried with Jesus. It's in your weakness when he comes and he's like, to be honest, I burst out in tears. I'm like, God, this is awful. But then God always comes and meets you at that place, because it's really amazing, because I walked down the road further and somebody saw what happened. And they stepped out of the car and gave me a hug. And they didn't have a clue. But it's the same here, you know. When Jesus got tempted here, you know, I was tempted, or I was just like, the enemy just had a go at me. The enemy had a go at Jesus here. But he said, it is written. And I cried. And to be honest, it was hard. And then I rose up and I was like, this is not right, because you say in your word that I am your daughter, I am a loved child of you, you know, and because it's written. And in your life, whatever there is, whatever your weakness is, the enemy tries to come and just say, come look at this. Like, I had to rise up and like, I am not having this, because that's not what God says I am. God says I am love. You are love. You are chosen. You are a daughter or a son of the living God. And it just showed me that life just goes on, but the enemy always, he even gets louder when you've done something. You know, he tries to trick you or whatever, and like, we have to rise up. Yeah. And then it's really funny, because this book, yes, It talks about embracing your weakness. I'm like, how can I embrace my weakness? And he says, it says in the Bible as well, in your weakness, God is strong. Yeah. And I really felt for this morning. I know we don't want to dig into our weakness and think, oh my goodness, what is my weakness? But God is strong in your weakness, because he even let you sometimes be weak to make him known, you know, to let him to be the one who gets the glory, not me. And as with me, I know my weakness. It's not just my eyes are my weakness. I've got more weaknesses. And everybody has weakness, but it's okay. It's okay when we fail. It's okay when we do stuff wrong. It's okay. And we can get so wind up about things we haven't done or things we should have done. It's okay. It's okay. We can make mistakes. It's okay. But as long as we say, okay, God, I'm sorry, I'm thankful that I'm still a child of God, and carry on. And that's it. So that's one point. And then if we go further in Matthew 4, in verses 5, then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point, pinnacle of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down. That's ridiculous what he says. For me, it's like, why do you even say that? But he tried to get Jesus doing it because he just wanted, the devil wanted the glory, not to Jesus. And then Jesus says, oh no, he carries even on. If you are the Son of God, in verse 6, he said, throw yourself down, for it's written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. It's funny, I just read it here. I just read it now. The enemy even says as well, for it is written. It's not just Jesus, but the enemy knows the scripture as well. And he knows it sometimes even better. But he says, if you are the Son of God. And then Jesus answered him in verse 7, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. That's quite a clear statement. Do not. And Jesus said that to the tempter, but we should say that we shouldn't tempt God even. If I do this, can you please do that? You know, sometimes I really want something and I really want whatever. It's like, no, I need to back off and I let God do it. Not if, but let God be in control and let God do. And it was really fun. I shared it actually yesterday at the open house. We had the open house. It was great. Thank you, Phil and Pam. If you're here for the first time, you don't know what open house is. We have every other Saturday, we are coming together as a family and eat breakfast from 9 till 11 or 10 till 12, have fellowship together. It's amazing. But anyway, I was sharing a little bit yesterday, a little story. A few months ago, I lost a ring. And I love this ring. It's a ring with, it's like a princess ring. I know it's funny, but it just reminds me I'm a daughter of God. And I lost it. I was really gutted. And over the months, I felt even more like, God, I really want this ring back. I knew where to buy it, but I don't want to buy this ring for the sake of just buying the ring. And then a few weeks ago, God said to me, Andrea, just give me that money. Just give me the money. So I gave him 50, like, it's £40. It's not a lot, but it's just, so God said, just give me the £40. So I gave it to God. And it was so cool because he said, I'll give it to you back. I was like, how can you give me this ring back? And then Friday, so it's really recent. Friday, I worked at the nursery, a Little Monkeys. It's in Horsham, and it was my last day on Friday, and they said, "Oh, you know, we have a little gift for you." Guess what they gave me? The ring. And it was like, God, you know the desires of my heart. You know, He knows the desires of my heart. I just had to obey Him. He said, give me this money. Guess what? He gave it me back because He knew. And it's like He hears what you want. And that was as well I felt for this morning. Wherever you go through, He hears your heart. He hears, and He knows. And He doesn't just hear it, He wants to act on it too. And I had to obey God. I just said, God, I really want this ring. He's just given me. I was like, I'm not giving you £40. Just do it. And I did it. And then He just gave it me back, and I'm like, thank you, God. So be encouraged. He wants to give you the desires of your heart. But first, commit your way to Him, and then He will give you. Right, we're going a bit off track, but well, that's okay. And then in verses 8 from Matthew 4, again, the devil took Him to a very high mountain and showed Him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, He said, if you will bow down and worship you. A funny thing again with the enemy. When God created the earth, like He throwed Satan or the tempter out of hell because He wanted to worship to Himself. And guess what He's doing again? He still, again, wants that He is being worshipped. And then Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve Him only. Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. And what I like with here is Jesus said to him, away from me. And I place that back again. If you place it back again in our life, sometimes we need to be so strict with the enemy, like, away from me, just get away from me. And that's what Jesus said. And we, in our situation, we need to be something like, rise up in authority, say, away from me, just go away. The thought, get away, that's not mine. God, I am yours. And I sometimes, at the beginning of my Christian life, I kind of was, okay, enemy, whatever. But the more I walk through this life, the less I say to the enemy, but the more power it has. That is really, it's also with positivity. The less we say, the more power it has. Yeah. Even when we give each other compliments, the less we say, sometimes we think we need to have a whole story of things. But, like, you are extraordinary in playing the bass. You know, it's not that much, but it's, you know, it can mean so much. And it's what we have to do with the enemy. Get away! Just whatever. And, yeah, so also, in your life, when I spend my time with God every day, in this book it talks about as well being rooted, that we need to spend every day with God. And for me it's so important, because in this place with God, that's where God's He unfolds His plan to me, He speaks to me, He loves me in this place. He loves me here as well. But to spend time with God, it sets you off for the day. And in that place, if we have a victory in a secret place, it is a victory in the open place. But if we don't have a victory, in the secret place, what will be the victory in the open place? Because I believe, and that's really, somehow it's really my heart for people to get in that place every day with God and to dwell, to get like this reading plan. If you're struggling, we were saying that actually yesterday too, sometimes it's hard to read the Bible. It's not easy. But it's such a way to get to know our biggest God, the one who created us. And if you're struggling or it's hard, just get, now it's Psalms and Matthew, just take Psalms and just open it and just say, God, what do you want to say? And sometimes I said to God, you don't talk to me. And then he said, but you don't open my word. So how can I talk to you? Like, God speaks, but we have to open. We have to open his word because this is who he is. That is, yeah. So, what I also wanted to say with, it's so funny, I have this book and I was somewhere house sitting and I didn't have a notebook. So I had my scrapbook. So here's all my notes. But I haven't really gone through it, really. Anyway, so how long do I have? Okay, 10 minutes. What can we learn from all of this? Maybe you can tell me. Larry?
Whenever you're on a high and whenever God has anointed you with something really big, be ready because the devil will attack you.
It's such a key for me. I need to be ready to say, I'm not having it. No, because when you're not ready, you get attacked even more. And sometimes we even don't realize that it's the enemy. Or after, I know when I went to church sometimes and I didn't do anything, I came back and I felt so like this. And this was a feeling and it came over me. And I was like, no, this is not God. I need to stay in this place with God to be joyful, to rejoice in him, and not to like this. And it's finding your weakness. What is going wrong? What do you feel when something happens? And not to stay in it, but to rise up and to go with God's words. Graham, I love your hand up.
When you get really close to God, Satan makes a personal appearance. But why not about me? Because he will, basically.
Yeah.
And I can deal with Jesus. Uh-huh. And what I like about that chapter is the fact the angels came to comfort Jesus again. And that's why we have the Spirit to comfort you in the situation. So it's encouraging to hear that from the Son of Man. And I think that's often left out. It's quite important.
Yeah. Angels are always there. Always there to protect us. Always there when we go to sleep, when we go in the car. I think for me, with the angels, like when you go on a car journey, it's a miracle that you don't get an accident. I know I underestimate it, but it's always angels are with you. Always. It's a miracle that we're safe. It's a miracle that everybody has arrived here. How many people get an accident? You know, now we're safe because God is with us. The angels are with us. And I started to thank God for it. Thank you, God, that you have protected me in this car journey. Thank you, God, that when the red light was there, I stopped. You know, a lot of people don't stop, they go through. I know it's really simple, but it's just living in this life of thankfulness for the little things, for the trees, for everybody here. I saw that hand. Yes, Judy.
Identification. Jesus knew exactly who he was in God.
Amen.
And because he knew that his Father was watching out for him, he had the confidence to stand up to the devil and say, go away.
Yeah.
And he knew he would.
Yeah. But you only know that when you know who you are in Christ.
Right.
And that is this. And if you don't know, if maybe one of you or maybe some of you are struggling with who you are in Christ, my tool, what someone gave me, and I've said it in the small group. You know, I did the Freedom in Christ course. Maybe some of you know. But this is a course who discovers who you are in Christ. And they gave me a card. And they said, you need to read this card. I read it every day. And on this card was saying who I was in Christ. It was, I am his daughter. I am his beloved. I am forgiven. I am redeemed. I am precious in his sight. And I read it every day. I was like, after a few weeks, I'm like, why does it not come? Because I don't believe it. And they said, just read it again. Just every day, read it and read it and read it. And suddenly, it got it. I got it. The click came down. Like, guess what? I am a daughter of the King. I can be who I am. Not me, but because who God is in me. That is nothing about me. Yes, Stuart.
We're never high, we're never high, so we're lows. And I think sometimes it happens when we're happy and we
live
in the right
now
and we're
just like
we're happy and
happy. Sometimes
we've got to not
meditate on
negative,
meditate on the positive. Absolutely. And that's what my sake, we've got to concentrate
on the positive, not negative.
Very true. We have to keep our eyes on God. Look at him. Who is he? Not who I am, but who is he? He is almighty. That's a good one, Stuart, because I have some scriptures. And I just wanted to read it out. I just read these scriptures out and just agree with me. Not with me, but with the scriptures. In 2 Timothy, you don't have to do this behind me, just chill. In 2 Timothy says, for the Spirit of God does not make us timid, but he has given us power, love, and a sound mind. For all of us, he has given you not a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. In Psalm 16, it says, I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken.
Amen.
Amen. We will not be shaken because he is at our right hand. If you feel shaken or if you feel whatever, don't be, because God is at your right hand. Take his hand and walk with him. He is the one who wants to let you prosper and he wants to let you go forward and not backwards. In 1 Peter it says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. How amazing. Cast all of it on him. He cares. He's a father who cares. He's a father who loves his children. He's a father who loves you. Each one of you. Each one of you. In Isaiah 26, verses 3, it says, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you.
Yeah.
You know, steadfast doesn't mean... When we trust in him, when we give him everything, he gives us what we need. He does it. It's a promise. And we can even, we don't need to remind God because he knows. But we just can grab hold of it. Come on. You will not let me down. You will let me prosper. Eat the scripture. Chew on it. Just go over it. Make it your own. Oh, now it's gone. Here we go. Yeah. Okay, next one. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, here we go. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteousness. When you wake up, you can shout for joy because God is the best. God is awesome. God is wonderful. We can shout for joy. The Lord's hand, the Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. We can declare this over our day. God, you're going to do mighty things today. I'm not going to look at what they say or what they do. You're going to do mighty things. That is it. Declare it. Psalm 119, you are my refuge and my shield. I have put my hope in your words. Away from me, evildoers, that I may keep the commands of God. That is another promise. The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and they are safe.
Amen.
Oh, we are safe. Come on. And it says, run to him. Don't run away from him. Don't run back, but run towards. Run towards God. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. I love this scripture, but it always gets me back to God. And it's sometimes a bit of an ouch. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Isaiah 41, sorry, I just wanted to read the scriptures out, but just take them in. Isaiah 41, verses 10. Do not fear, for I am with you. God is with you wherever you go. He is with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hands. Come on. And in John 14, verse 27, peace I leave with you. Peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. And then the last one, Psalm 46, God is my refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, I will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with a surging, God is my refuge. He is my refuge. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's all stand up. I hope I've not talked too long, but I think we just need to declare God over our lives. I'm not going to do that for you. If you can come up and just play in the background, and you just need to, you can still hear me, yes? Just declare his goodness over your life. Just declare that he is faithful, that he will never let you down, that he will always lift you up. Just right now, just come before him. And place your situation before him. Just give him your weakness even. Thank you, Jesus. Raro sardar to sardar. Rado sana, rada sana. Yes, Lord. Rando sana. I give everything to you. Hard moments, Give him your good moments. Give it to him. Don't hold back. Because he wants to set you free. He wants to break you out of this worry or of this anxiety. And now, just proclaim him. Just proclaim him over the situation. Proclaim his goodness. Proclaim his faithfulness. God, you are good. God, even in my weakness, I will rejoice. Even in my anxiety, Father, you are strong. You are my refuge. You are my strength. Has been stolen something from you, just tell him to leave. He does not have a right to be in your body. He does not have a right to be in your workplace. He does not have any right. Just tell him to get out. Enemy in anything or whatever you're destroying, Father, enemy, we kick you out. We kick you out. You do not have any right to destroy. You do not have any right to make me feel sick. You do not have any right. Jesus, Jesus, I release. We release you. We release you into our workplace. We release you. Jesus, your faithfulness. You are faithful. You are love. Just lift your hands, everybody. Just receive God. Just receive him right now. He's an ever-present help in trouble. He's light. He's hope. He's love. Unconditional love. Love without boundaries. Just love. Let him love you right now.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.